On Tuesday's front page, the Taliban commander who's an imposter. Mullah Akhtar Mansour has been in on the secret talks with Afghan leaders, but he's not who he says he is. Irish Prime Minister Brian Cowen will probably become the first political casualty of the debt crisis in Europe. And are children and teenagers exposed to too much radiation when they go to the orthodontist? A new machine creates 3D images of teeth with braces. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says one reason the secret talks to end the war in Afghanistan seemed to be showing promise was an insurgent leader named Mullah Akhtar Mansour. It turns out the man at the negotiating table is an imposter. It's not even clear whether he's in the Taliban leadership. Western and Afghan officials say they held 3 meetings with him. He came from across the border in Pakistan. He even met with President Hamid Karzai after being flown to Kabul on a NATO aircraft and taken to the presidential palace. Irish Prime Minister Brian Cowen plans to dissolve the government after Parliament passes an emergency austerity budget and finalizes the bailout. That adds a threat of political instability to a European financial crisis that already has markets on edge. Times reporter Landon Thomas Jr. says Cowen sealed his own fate.
What popped the bubble really was the IMF package, and there'd been this burning resentment for quite a while that he hadn't really paid the price for all this, for bringing Ireland to this point anyway, because the Irish really understand that they have to cut their budget deficit. There's a consensus there. It's just that they are very upset with the fact that these guys are still in power and that they haven't said, look, we made mistakes.
Times reporter Landon Thomas Jr. Cowen's announcement came after protesters tried to storm the Parliament building in Dublin, and Moody's lowered the ratings on Irish debt by several notches. Some economic experts say default might be the better option. Tuesday's Times says orthodontists are using a new scanner that emits more radiation than conventional dental X-ray machines. It's called a cone beam CT scanner. It provides 3D images of teeth, jaws, and even skulls. The cone beam's popularity has been fueled in part by misinformation about its safety. Some of it comes from dentists paid by the companies that make the cone beam machines. Baseball agent Scott Boras's company provided thousands in loans and payments to families of teenage Dominican baseball prospects. One of his employees says the company makes loans to most of the young Dominican players it signs. According to Times reporter Michael Schmidt, there are questions about whether the company violated rules set by the Major League Players Association. Tuesday's front page profiles Philip Burdett. He supervises the TSA officers at BWI Airport near Baltimore. He dismisses criticism the agency's stepped-up security measures have gone too far. Burdett is a former Marine and counterterrorism investigator. He wants the unarmed officers who work for him to think Abdulmutallab with every pat-down. That would be Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab. He's the Nigerian accused of trying to blow up a Detroit-bound plane last Christmas using explosives hidden in his underwear. South Africa's top university is now multiracial. It's also caught up in a debate about just how far affirmative action should go. Last year, professors at the University of Cape Town approved giving admissions preferences to black, mixed race, and Indian students based on apartheid racial categories. Inside Tuesday's Times, details on how hundreds of people died in a stampede in Cambodia. It happened during a festival celebrating the end of the rainy season. Some people were crushed on a bridge or fell over the side. One witness told the Associated Press there were bodies stacked on bodies as rescuers swarmed the area. Here in New York, the city now has 250 miles of traffic lanes just for bicycles. It also has a backlash. There have been protests in Greenwich Village and along Prospect Park West in Brooklyn. It's enough for City Council Transportation Chairman James Vaca to schedule a hearing on the needs of cyclists versus the needs of other road users. In the Florida Keys, it's open season on the invasive lionfish. It's threatening to wreak havoc on the ecologically sensitive marine system there. lionfish are predators. That's why scientists are organizing derbies to get experienced fishermen like Rob Pillis to catch them before they do real damage.
You know, if you get, whatever, 20 or 30 of them a weekend and you're just doing your part to help out, maybe save a species, I think there's something cool behind that.
That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts at nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.